Hello and welcome to a bonus hour of Techonomics. I'm host Jason Middleton. Normally we air every Sunday at noon, but sometimes we have more stories than we have airtime for, so we beg, borrow, and steal for some extra time. Thanks for tuning in. And if you want to hear all of our past shows and segments, we podcast like a boss. You can search Techonomics on iTunes, Stitcher, and Audio Boom. We also live at KGORadio.com/Techonomics. Now, in this hour, we are going to check in on a topic that rarely falls off the radar in the Bay Area, real estate. As in, how is the real estate market going to shock me this time? We have a realtor with decades of experience. We also have not one, but two segments on funky science. This week, when the science of climate change is getting a very critical look, we talk to David Grinspoon, astrobiologist at the Planetary Science Institute and author of Earth in Human Hands. Now, he breaks down the impact of humans on our planet and what we would need to do to actually expand civilization to other planets while adjusting for past mistakes. We also find out what he thinks about the latest crop of sci-fi movies. Those segments are all still to come. Right now, we're going to get blue collar. Silicon Valley is filled with would-be entrepreneurs, full-blown entrepreneurs, and a whole lot of support personnel who wear white collars. But businesses grow from all places. As Sir Richard Branson likes to say, all businesses are born out of frustration. Our first guest on Techonomics started his first business, A, as a teenager, and B, after his house burned down. His book is not only about blue-collar work and businesses, though. He shares lessons he learned along the way to success.
I need to build a business that will work without me. I need to train other people. I need to lead other people. I need to know accounting and finance a little bit or hire other people to do that. And let me build a business that will work without me.
The book is Blue Collar Gold, and you may have seen Mark Stoner on CNBC's show Blue Collar Millionaire. And before I have to say the term blue collar again, here's my chat with the author.
Mark Stoner, and I'm the author of Blue Collar Gold, How to Build a Service Business from the Dirt Up.
Yeah, I was looking at your website and prep for this interview, and I may have seen it, but I may have missed it. When was your first business started? How old were you?
I was 18 going on 19, and it was in 1985, so I'm almost 50 years old now, and I happened to just read an article about chimney sweeping. Our house had caught fire a couple years prior to that due to a chimney fire, and I read this article, and I said, you know, there's a need for that. I can do that, and so I literally started the business.
Are service industry jobs ever going to go away?
So, you know, that's a great question because they will not go away. You're always going to need somebody to come to your house and fix something. And we get, you know, people don't know how to fix anything. If it breaks, you just order a new one. But there's some things that literally somebody has to do the work. And I was at a phone company the other day where they sell phone cases. And I said, how's the phone case business? He said, it's bad because everybody can buy them on the internet. But you know what's great? Me fixing the phones. Me sitting here and fixing the screen and fixing this. And in the chimney business, a lot of people don't use them as much as they used to, but they still leak. They get animals in them. They still, when they use them, they don't want them to get dangerous. You still need your grass mowed. You need your house painted. And so there's always going to be opportunity. In fact, there's more opportunity now in blue-collar work than there has been in a long time because fewer and fewer people are doing it.
Right. We're speaking with Mark Stoner. He's the author of a new book called Blue Collar Gold, How to Build a Service Business from the Dirt Up. And service business or otherwise, I speak with a lot of founders, and the successful ones always have stories to tell me about their failures and what they learned from those failures. Can you give us a couple of takeaways of something you may have learned along the way?
Yeah, I tell you, thank you for that. One of my biggest failures was just my vision at the beginning because I was building a business and I was a one-man operation. I was working my tail off and I worked, you know, first 3 days a week and then 5 days a week and 6 days a week and then 7 days a week. And I worked till 9 or 10 o'clock at night. And that's literally what you call building a job. I thought I had a business, but I just had a job. And my biggest aha moment was I fell 30 feet off of a roof. I got seriously injured. I was working by myself, and therefore, then I couldn't work, no income coming in, and I tried to sell what I thought was a business. I thought it was worth hundreds of thousands of dollars. Well, nobody wanted to buy it. Nobody wanted to buy my job. And I happened to read an article about another chimney sweep who had 10 trucks, a multi-million-dollar business, and he literally could, you know, have the life he wanted. He wasn't literally doing the work all the time. And I said, that has been the biggest mistake I made, was I need to build a business that will work without me. I need to train other people. I need to lead other people. I need to know accounting and finance a little bit, or hire other people to do that. And let me build a business that will work without me. That was my number one lesson in business.
And I'm sure that comes across in the book, Blue Collar Gold, as well. One other thing I did notice in pre-prep, and I wanted to ask you, was you specifically mentioned that this is not necessarily advice just for the service industry. Now, Blue Collar Gold, of course, is focused on that, but you can take some of these lessons and put them into any type of business, right?
Sure. You know, a couple of the big lessons that anybody can use are the lessons on failure. Many people are just risk averse and they're afraid of failure. Normally, failure is why they're staying where they are if they're not happy. You know, and my point of it is, let's look at what that fear is. And most of the time, they're not real. You know, I still, you know, I get antsy at different times in my business when I'm getting ready to, say, move into a new building or try to grow the business. I'm like, well, am I going to have enough phone calls, or is this going to happen, or that going to happen? But it's
sure.
It's so funny that when you decide to do something, facing that fear becomes really one of your strengths. It becomes what you get known for and become better and better at. So then it's so funny. You look back on some of your fears in the early days. I'm like, why was I scared of that? You know, and facing fear, you can take that into any business. I have some pretty good lessons in the book about how I overcame some of those things that really are mostly just in your mind.
I remember my grandmother telling me when I was younger and I was starting out, you're brave first, son, then you get the courage. And I think that's kind of, that's kind of what you learned as well, you know, when you look back and you look at what you were scared of and what you overcame. Hey, Mark, I'm wondering, who is the target audience for your new book, Blue Collar Gold?
You know, the target audience is really anyone that wants to start their own business. I don't care if you bake cakes, if you paint nails, if you paint houses, do lawns, pick up trash, anything that you think you can do. And I'm going to talk to you about how important it is to become an expert at what you do, you know, even certain hours of the day, how you do it, how you think about it, and what, you know, it's even got marketing tips of how you, when you start the business, how do you get the phone to ring? How do you make sure once the phone rings too much, how do you take care of all those customers that are coming? How do you make money? How do you make sure that your finances are right and you're just not doing a lot of work and going broke? So the target audience is anyone that wants to start a business across the board.
Okay, Mark, what are next steps for you? Are you going to build a new business? Are you going to expand an existing one, or what?
Thank you for asking. A couple things. I was recently on the TV show CNBC's Blue Collar Millionaires, and in that, it's opened a lot of doors for me, and we actually franchised our chimney sweep operation, so we're actually bringing on franchisees to show them how to do it and what the opportunity is. I also have a company called Blue Collar Enterprises, where we have what's called Blue Collar University. We bring people in literally for a two-day session, and we take them from wherever they are in business, whether they've already started or they want to start, and we develop a plan for them. It's a two-day exercise, and by the end of it, we've got what you're going to do basically every year, even every month, what you need to do to build a business. And so I really enjoy helping people grow businesses, and that's where my next focus is.
Thank you for your time this morning. Much obliged, and I hope we can talk again soon.
Thank you, Jason. Have a great day.
That was Mark Stoner, author of Blue Collar Gold, How to Build a Service Business from the Dirt Up. It's available primarily at Amazon.com and MarkStoner.com. We liked Mr. Stoner's book, not just for the service business insights, but because he covers how to be a better leader who sets and sticks to goals. Now, coming up in the next segment, we look at the latest in Bay Area real estate. The market seems to be cooling off a bit, but those consumer gains might be canceled out by a Federal Reserve interest rate that's on the rise. But before we talk housing, one quick note from this week's news. Uber's cavalcade of callousness continues. Uber is coming off several PR nightmares and a video of CEO and founder Travis Kalanick berating one of his own drivers might not be the worst one.
You keep changing every day.
What have I changed about black?
Huh?
What
you
have
changed?
I changed
the whole business.
What?
You dropped the prices.
On black?
Yes, you did. Did with $20. $20.
You know what?
How much is the mile now? $275?
You know what?
What?
some people don't like to take responsibility for
their own shit.
They blame everything in their life on somebody else.
But why are you sending an email for town cars?
Good luck.
Good luck to you, too.
The Uber way, a take-no-prisoners, win-at-any-cost mentality, has helped the company soar to market domination and a $70 billion valuation, but not without a cost. This is from The Guardian newspaper. Uber's corporate culture has been blamed for a series of PR disasters that have tainted its brand with customers, investors, and regulators. And now Uber employees, who are fed up and trying to leave, are having trouble finding new work. Well, why? Well, precisely because of the time they spent working with Uber. Whether that bears out in the market for long remains to be seen, but it's a thing. Back in the day, Google was a startup too, but it did not require a string of scandals for them to realize they needed adult supervision, their words, to help run their business. So, if you're a business person with a high tolerance for executive shenanigans, a bro culture of alleged sexual harassment, and a sky-high valuation you could bank on, well, Uber is looking for a chief operating officer. Okay, coming up next, Bay Area real estate. My name's Jason Middleton. This is Techonomics. Please come on back.